Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. When you hear that bell, go get your Bible and sit by your radio and be prepared to enter into us into a Bible study. This is class session 471 of this Bible school, and we're studying a Sunday school lesson that was written for the Sunday schools of January the 27th, 1924. Written by E.A. Elam, and the gist of this lesson is about how Israel was saved at the Red Sea. But there is a bit of introductory material before we get there, and we're looking at that introductory material at this time. And as the class came to a close in the last session, we were talking about the Passover. Now, God explained the Passover in Exodus chapter 12, and it had to do with the blood that was on the door of the homes of the Israelites. You see, there was going to be the 10th plague that would be the death of the firstborn in every household. But Moses told them to take a lamb and to slay the lamb and to take that blood and to put it on the post of the doors to their homes. And then they would remain in the house. And when that death came, Jesus said, "I will pass over you," or that's what God told them. The death plague would not come to that house. It would pass over them. And so from then on, to remember their deliverance from Egypt, they would annually keep the Passover. Now, they kept that Passover by faith. And that's what we're going to look at in just a moment, and then we'll move on into further into this introductory material. While you're getting ready, I'll tell you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let me read to you Hebrews chapter 11, 28 and 29. You consider the class now in session. And it says in Hebrews 11, 28 and 29, "By faith he," now this is Moses, "kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, that the destroyer of the firstborn should not touch them. By faith they passed through the Red Sea as by dry land, which the Egyptians, essaying to do, were swallowed up. Through faith in God they did what he commanded. All who in faith obey God are now saved by faith. Some people think we are saved by faith only, but to be saved by faith is to be saved by believing that Jesus will do what he said he will do if we will obey him. And so in believing that and obeying that, we're saved by faith. Mark 16:16, Jesus said, "He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." And those who are baptized in obedience to that, in order to be saved, are saved by faith. Now, for 1,500 years, the Passover commemorated the event of the release of Israel from Egypt and the beginning of this nation. That is, until Christ, our Passover, died on the cross. In 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 7, Jesus is called our Passover. For almost 2,000 years, the Lord's Supper has been commemorated, and it has commemorated the deliverance from sin and the grave through the body and blood of Christ. None but God could have foreseen and prearranged all this, so that one was the type of the other. None but God could erect monuments of events before they transpire. Human wisdom would not have selected the simple lamb and unleavened bread, and in case of the Lord's Supper, the loaf and the fruit of the vine. It would have selected more enduring, time-defying, and costly substances. But man's ways are not God's ways, not according to Isaiah 55, 8 and 9. We read that all the children of Israel journeyed from Ramses to Succoth, about 600,000 on foot that were men besides children. And a mixed multitude went up also with them, and flocks and herds and very much cattle, Exodus 12, 37 through 38. God claimed the firstborn of man and of beast because he thus saved the firstborn alive. And we read about that in Exodus chapter 13, 1 through 6. But later, according to Numbers 3, 1 through 51, he took the Levites in lieu of the firstborn. Since the Israelites went out of Egypt by faith, they went by God's directions. He led them not in the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war. And they returned to Egypt. But God led the people about by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. Exodus chapter 13, 17 and 18. I'd like to read to you Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. And here's what the text says from the American Standard Version. And it came to pass, when Pharaoh had let the people go, that God led them not by the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. For God said, peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But God led the people about by the way of the wilderness, by the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up armed out of the land of Egypt. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him. For he had straitly sworn the children of Israel, saying, God will surely visit you, and you shall carry up my bones away from thence with you. And they took their journey from Succoth, and encamped in Etham at the edge of the wilderness. And Jehovah went before them by day in a pillar of cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, that they might go by day and by night. The pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night departed not from before the people. By consulting a map, you will readily see how it was nearer to Canaan by the Philistine way. And that way, there was no sea and no water to cross. But that was not God's way. The Israelites could not have gone that way by faith. According to Joseph's directions, which were also given by faith, his bones were carried out of Egypt by Moses. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, 22, by faith Joseph, when his end was nigh, made mention of the departure of the children of Israel and gave commandment concerning his bones. From Succoth they journeyed to Etham, which was east or northeast from Succoth. You can see that on a map, and you may have this map in the back of your Bible. It was in the edge of the wilderness. Exodus chapter 13 and verse 20. Here the pillar of cloud by day and a fire by night is first mentioned. This was given that the Israelites might know the way God wanted them to go, and that they might travel by night. Exodus 13, 21 and 22. They had started the wrong way out of Egypt, but the way human wisdom would suggest. Just so men sometimes start to heaven the wrong way, the way human wisdom suggests. But such is not the way of God and of God's wisdom. At Etham, God turned the Israelites back, and they traveled southward in an opposite direction from Canaan and encamped before Pi-hahiroth, between Migdol and the sea, and before Baal Zephon. This was between the mountain and the sea, in a kind of pocket, which appeared as a trap, from which there was seemingly no escape, but to return by the way that they went into it. I want you to notice how God, when they were in the wilderness, provided them guidance by that cloud and by that fire. They looked upon that cloud and that fire as the commandment of God. When the cloud would move, they would move. And when the cloud would stop, they would stop. And that's where they would camp. It was not within themselves that they decided, well, I feel like I ought to go this way or feel like I ought to go that way. It was something external to them that they would look upon and see. And God still guides us through the way. He guides us the way to heaven. He leads us by His Holy Spirit. But in leading us by His Holy Spirit, we do not expect some kind of inner feeling to tell us what to do. The Holy Spirit has given us His Word. And just like that pillar of fire was external to the Israelites, they would look upon that to see what God would have them to do. So also the Word of God is external to us. And we look and examine that Word, and when we follow what God has taught us in His Word, we are being led by His Holy Spirit. Now, before we get to the lesson text, it is suggested that we read both the 77th Psalm and the 78th Psalm. And we'll start on the 77th Psalm at this time. It has an inscription. It is for the chief musician, after a manner of Jeduthun, a psalm of Asaph. Psalm 77:1. I will cry unto God with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and He will give ear unto me. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My hand was stretched out in the night and slacked not. My soul refused to be comforted. I remembered God, and am disquieted. If I complain, and my spirit is overwhelmed, Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes watching. I am so troubled that I cannot speak. I have consulted the days of old, the years of ancient times. I call to remembrance the song in the night. I commune with my own heart, and my spirit maketh diligent search. Will the Lord cast off forever, and will He be favorable no more? In His loving kindness, clean gone forever, doth His promise fail forevermore? Hath God forgotten to be gracious? Hath He in anger shut up His tender mercies? Selah. And I said, this is my infirmity. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will make mention of the deeds of Jehovah. For I will remember thy wonders of old, and I will meditate also upon thy work, and muse at thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is a great God like unto God? Thou art the God that doest wonders. Thou hast made known thy strength among the peoples. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God. The waters saw thee, they were afraid. The depths also trembled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the whirlwind. The lightnings lighting the world, the earth trembled and shook. Thy way was in the sea, and thy paths in the great waters, and thy footsteps were not known. Thou leadest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and of Aaron. And so that's how they would later sing of this great deliverance that they had when they crossed over that Red Sea, being led by Moses and Aaron. We're going to be bringing this class to a close, and you might want to mark in your Bible at this time the 78th Psalm. It is quite lengthy. It's 72 verses, but we're going to read that at the beginning of our next class, and then we'll go on with our lesson text about how God delivered Israel through the sea. You may now be dismissed.